This is Sean Kennedy, Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the November 2016 highlights from the American Journal of Nursing. So on the cover this month, we have a photo of a nurse with a patient and the patient's caregiver. And this is in conjunction with the new series we're beginning in this November issue. According to a 2015 report by the AARP Public Policy Institute, an estimated 39.8 million Americans care for an adult, spending almost 25 hours a week to do so. Approximately 6 in 10 caregivers report assisting with medical and nursing tasks, such as injections, tube feedings, catheter care, etc., and most have not received prior preparation or training. In fact, focus groups conducted by AARP show that 84% of them said they could have used more information to help them provide better care. This new series of articles is being done in collaboration with the AARP Foundation. It's called Supporting Family Caregivers, No Longer Home Alone. And as I indicated, it launches in the November issue, and it will run November, December, January, and February. And it's really, I think it's a great series because the article explains for the nurses reading it what the evidence is behind a training video. The video is for the caregiver, and it explains in very simple and in a very short, concise way how a caregiver can perform certain caring activities, such as how to figure out how to manage multiple medications and make sure you get the right ones at the right time, give the right ones at the right time, and what to do if you miss a dose. It also explores how to give injections, how to give eye drops and suppositories, things that as nurses we take for granted now, but if you recall when we probably first had to do that in our own basic education, the anxiety we felt, and we had a clinical instructor working with us, and many of the caregivers are home alone attempting this for the first time. So the series of articles and videos we hope will provide support for the nurse to support the family caregiver. The guest editorial this month is by Sue Reinhart, who is the director of the Public Policy Institute at AARP, and Heather Young, who's the dean and professor at the Betty and Irene Moore School of Nursing at UC Davis, and who worked very closely with AARP to produce this series of articles and videos. So we hope you really look at this and use these videos, which will be freely accessible with the caregivers. Betsy, why don't you talk about the first CE on wound care?
Sure. This is a great piece on preventing, managing, and assessing skin tears. We've all seen skin tears, especially in older adults or in tiny babies in the NICU, but these wounds are often inadequately documented and actually poorly managed, resulting in complications and extended hospital stays. In this article, which is the first in a series on wound care in collaboration with the World Council of Enterostomal Therapists, the authors describe the problems that developed in an elderly patient whose skin tear was not well managed and became a pretty extensive wound. The authors then go on to discuss best practices for preventing, assessing, documenting, and managing skin cares. It's a really helpful practical clinical article, so don't miss it.
The second CE we have this month is on women veterans, women who have seen increasing numbers of injuries as they serve in active deployment areas. This article focuses on mental health-related consequences of military service. We know these women who are in the service today are exposed to traumatic events that place them at higher risk for mental health conditions. Many are in combat areas. So it is essential for all nurses to be knowledgeable about the mental health issues that can be seen in this population, because many of these women will not access care from the VA system and will be accessing care in their local community settings. The author of this article reviews the research confirming that both active duty and veteran women are at increased risk for post-deployment mental health problems, including PTSD disorder, military sexual trauma, and suicide. And the author also addresses the nursing practice implications, including screening, which is important, again, for all nurses to know. And Betsy, why don't you talk about our quality improvement project report?
Yes, this is an evidence-based sleep program to reduce sudden unexplained infant deaths. The authors of this article describe how a nurse-led safe sleep program in the neonatal ICU and with families after discharge improved outcomes for infants. The team changed their sleep-related protocols for babies while they were in the NICU and then educated parents about safe sleep practices at home after discharge. The idea was that the NICU nurses would model, while the babies were inpatient, what you need to do for safe sleep practices that the patients could then, that the parents then, or the other caregivers would be educated about and be able to follow through with at home.
And this was one of the articles in the series that we've been doing with the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania on best practices. So it's really a very nice article, and if you're thinking of instituting something in your hospital, it's a good one to follow. We also have the November issue, of course. We have our news section. We have an AJN Reports looking at nursing dissatisfaction with electronic health records, which I'm sure many people can empathize with. We also have one of the columns on a transition to practice series for nurses who are relatively new to nursing, and this is called The Art of Saying Yes. We also have a column from Teresa Brown, What I'm Reading, an archive looking at children's hospital, at furnishings in children's wards, and then, of course, Best of the Blog and our reflections. So we hope you'll take a look at AJN, either in print or online or on the iPad, and let us know how we're doing in terms of meeting your needs as a nurse. So until December, this is Sean Kennedy at WaltersKluwer.com
and Betsy.Todd at WaltersKluwer.com.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.